Welcome to Water Talks, a podcast and radio special inspiring the Dutch water sector and business professionals around the globe. Welcome to Water Talks, a podcast and radio special inspiring the Dutch water sector and business professionals around the globe. In collaboration with the Netherlands Water Partnership, New Business Radio creates podcast specials like this one. In Water Talks, we conduct current, relevant, and engaging discussions with several parties who work in or with the Dutch water sector. Today, we're talking about the digitalization of the water sector. My name is Volkert Tempelman. My guests today are Nadine Slootjes, Department Manager, Operational Water Management and Early Warning at Deltares. Panagiotis Balabanis, Head of the Sector Water in the Circular Economy and Bio-Based Systems Unit at the European Commission. And Jeroen van der Sommen, CEO at ACFO. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's my pleasure to be here.
We have two, Nadine and Jeroen, you guys are here joining me in the studio. And Panagiotis is joining us digitally from Brussels, Panagiotis.
Yes, please. Yes, yes.
From indeed. Brussels. Let's start with a quick dive into how you guys are involved and what your take is on the digitalization of the water sector. Why do we need to digitalize? That's the big question. Nadine, how are you involved from a Deltares point of view?
Well, first, I think it is important to give a definition of digitalization because digitalization is often misused for the concept of digitization and digital transformation. Digitization is the conversion from analog to digital, whereas digitalization is the use of digital techniques and digitized data to actually impact the way work is being done. So that is also about the people and about the processes that it really changed the way things are being done. And then digital transformation is a broader adoption of the digital techniques and then also the development of new business models. Great examples are, for instance, Uber and Airbnb. Because of the availability of the platforms and the connectivity, they could start a whole new business model. And maybe, Jeroen, I think maybe what you do is also something related to the digital transformation, but we can explain it later.
Is it, Jeroen? Yeah. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree in many ways. And platforms play an increasingly important role in data and data for development.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are there big misconceptions about the both of those you're describing right now?
Well, very often people think then there is a problem and then say, okay, well, let's bring in new techniques and then the problem is solved. But therefore, I think it's important that you also bring in the idea of people and processes because it's all about change management and not just bringing in new techniques and the problem is solved. Because when there is no ownership and no trust in the new techniques, then it will not work. And if you look to our work, then digitalization is not new. We are already working in the domain of flood forecasting, early warning, over 20 years on digitalization. And it has brought the domain really forward because now due to digitalization, and that's often also about automation, import of new data, integration of models. By doing this, we have achieved that we can produce better forecasts, but also earlier warnings, and that saves lives because there is more time for emergency responders to respond. So that's what we are doing over the past 20 years, but what we are seeing now, and I think that we are maybe at the beginning or maybe in the middle of a digital transition, because we currently have large amounts of data, new types of data, but we also have the IT resources to handle those data. And we have also new techniques such as artificial intelligence, machine learning. And that in combination with a change in customer needs, so for who are we producing these forecasts, where we in the past 20 years produced a forecast for the emergency responders, we also see that now people expect for hydrological forecasts for their own businesses, for example, public transportation. We recently finished a project in Tanzania where we developed a flood forecasting systems where they just want to know, okay, will the road be flooded or not? So they are not interested in the techniques behind it. They just want to know that. And that is maybe comparable to the weather apps on your phone, where they not only mention the weather, but also is it nice weather to go out for hiking or sports or whatever. So there is also a shift in for who do you are you producing those forecasts.
There's a lot to talk about. Yeah. Let's move over to Panagiotis, head of the sector water in the circular economy and bio-based systems unit of the European Commission. Because Panos, what's your take on the digitalization of the water sector in short?
Yeah, if I may eventually also, before also returning back to the earlier discussion that Nadine and Jerome had, I think another way also to speak about digitalization, I certainly agree with the issues there. I think another way is to use also what we call also smart water management, because what we speak, you know, about smart management is also how to better also promote also the coordinated development, you know, management of water, let's say through the integration, you know, products, solution systems, but also there is also is looking about also the environmental benefits, but also looking about the people, because I think this is very important, and I think we will have also the opportunity to expand a little on that. Coming back to my role and my involvement, for instance, on digital applications in the water sector.
Yes.
I'm working at the European Commission in the Directorate General for Research and Innovation. This Directorate General is in charge also of implementing also the research and innovation policy at the Commission level. And what is important is that this research and innovation activities are not only just to produce knowledge and to produce, you know, the innovative solution, but is also to support also the policy, the priorities at the Commission level. And as you know now, with the European Green Deal, with the new digitalization in Europe policies, or the digital, let's say, transformation. We speak about transformation on, you know, the both the green and digital transformation. So these are important elements. So research and innovation also is seen as a way to provide also the way to achieve also these policies. So in this context, at the European level, we have supported since several years a lot of projects, research and innovation projects dealing also in the area of water. And so in this context, we try, you know, to have a more systematic and more holistic type of approach, okay. Not only look, for instance, on water quantity issues, water availability, but looking also about water pollution, looking also about the floods, about all these issues. And there we also, since several years, we have also identified also the applications, the possibilities of digitalization for the water, and we have supported a lot of activities, in particular trying also to put also a group of what created a platform, what we call ICT for Water, which brings together actually more than 60 projects. And at least several of them, you know, about 20 projects are still ongoing. So this is in terms also funding. This is more, I would say, about perhaps also 60 to 100 million of euros spent the last, you know, 10 years in this area.
Okay, I want to move over to Jeroen, because I'm very interested in how you are involved as a CEO of ACFO in this whole subject. To start off, what's ACFO in short?
ACFO means water in Esperanto, and it's a spring-off of the Netherlands Water Partnership. Started as a small project, now a social enterprise, basically a foundation that supports organizations with their data journey to make better use of data and value data as an engine for development. And actually, myself, I'm a hydrologist from origin, and I float from water to data.
You float from water to data.
Exactly. As I saw that, I mean, the data revolution is touching every aspect of our life. And from my perspective, I want to find out in what way all those explosion of data and data use and applications can serve the 700 million people that live in poverty.
What would you say are the biggest trends at the moment?
Bigger trends, actually, they are quite simple. It's data literacy, if I'm looking at the developing countries. There is so enormous lack of data knowledge, data literacy, we call it. And yes, we need to have a lot of research. We need to have more data, but it's not in the amount of data. It's in how to use it. I think that's the big shift, which was, by the way, also stressed in the latest World Bank Development Program, Data for Better Life, that just was published a couple of weeks ago. A
couple of weeks ago, yes. Well, what would you say were the biggest and most important conclusions in that report?
The biggest conclusion, what I just mentioned, is it's not about new data, it's about using and reusing data and provide a condition to make that possible at a country level, at a program level, at an organizational level.
In this Water Talks, we're going to dive into your personal stories and your take on the digitalization of the water sector. We're going to do that in the upcoming three blocks. For now, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.